the National Christmas Tree. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. You know, this week in Washington, President Bush carried out a decades-long tradition with the lighting of the National Christmas Tree. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
Each year we gather here to celebrate the season of hope and joy. And
President Bush outside the White House Thursday evening getting ready to carry out one of the more pleasant duties of president.
The lighting of the National Christmas Tree is one of the great traditions of our nation's capital.
A tradition that Agriculture Department historical expert Ann Eflin says started 82 years ago.
In 1923, during the presidency of Calvin Coolidge, and it was his wife Grace who worked to establish that tradition of having a national Christmas tree.
A tradition some wanted to stop in 1941, right after Pearl Harbor, but President Roosevelt kept it going, saying,
"Our strongest weapon in this war is that conviction of the dignity and brotherhood of man, which Christmas Day signifies."
And so, 64 years later, once again in a time of conflict, the president carries on that tradition. In Washington, this is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And you know, there's nothing quite like the tradition of a real Christmas tree, and Tennessee Christmas tree farmers are out in full force across the state this weekend. You can find one very close in any region of Tennessee when you go to the Department of Agriculture's website at picktnproducts.org. You can find a directory that shows more than 50 farms broken down by regions and counties, and many of them are geared toward making holiday memories for families with things such as wagon rides out to their groves, hot cocoa or cider. It's just a lot of fun picking out your own tree. And a lot more folks these days are getting live trees and transplanting them after the holidays. Hope all of you have a safe rest of your weekend. Join us back Monday on the TRN.